coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, worth hearing.
This is the continuation of the message, How to Take Possession of What Belongs to You.
You reign in the earth over circumstances that fail to recognize God. You reign over them. You triumph over them. You reign over devils and demons of hell. You reign over them. Hallelujah. That's what it's talking about. You reign over life circumstances. Look at it, it's right there. If by one man's offense death reigned by one, say, for if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more, they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by Jesus Christ. That's talking about us. Then it says, they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness, gift of righteousness. So righteousness is a gift. That's another day's subject. But notice where it says, they shall reign in life. Reign in life. If you're waiting to feel righteous, you're wasting your time. The devil is going to make sure you don't feel righteous. You know, sometimes when you fast and pray, you feel clean. And you want to, like, I just thank the Lord. You know, you want to be stainless. You'd wish every day would be like that, until some fellow somewhere says something against you or to you or about you, something that makes you and you feel like, forgive me, Lord, now everything's spoiled. I mean, the forgive me prayers have already started. You thought you were over that for a week. Now your life has been, since you fasted and prayed and read the Bible, it's just been, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You haven't asked for forgiveness for some time now. Thank you, Lord. Until that telephone call came, and it was the wrong number, and you told the fellow it's wrong number. He called you again. And you said, I said it's wrong number. And he said, I'm sorry, and called you again. And then finally he said, what's the matter with you? And then, oh, Lord, forgive me. Now he spoiled your day. So you think you've dropped from your level of righteousness. Listen, you don't grow in righteousness. Are you listening? This is very important. Some people think they grow in righteousness. You cannot grow in righteousness. The righteousness of God that is given to you is a gift of God. You cannot increase in it. Your righteousness does not increase. You can be more righteous in heaven than you are today. Because the righteousness you have is the righteousness of Jesus Christ given to you. Not your righteousness. Your own righteousness will not work. So Jesus obeyed God and got that righteousness and gave it to you. So you stand in the presence of God with the righteousness of God from Jesus Christ. So when God looks at you, he doesn't see your own righteousness. He sees the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And that's what qualifies you. That's how you qualify
to talk to him, to pray to him. You qualify not by what you did or didn't do, but by what he did, Jesus Christ. That's why we have boldness to pray. You know, one time somebody listened to another preacher pray, and when the preacher prayed, he said, "In the name of Jesus, I command," he was in, "I command this to happen. I command, said, how can he just keep commanding? Does he know he's talking to God? No, we're not commanding God. We're commanding with the power of God. How can you pray with so much boldness? How can you speak to God with so much audacity? How could you? Well, because of the righteousness of God. The righteousness of God gives you the sense of dominion. It gives you a sense of boldness and confidence in the presence of God. Hallelujah. Did you ever read in your Bible where Joshua commanded the sun and the moon to stand still until he won the war? Wonderful. That's amazing. When Moses stretched his hand over the Red Sea and it split wide open, the Bible says the waters congealed. The waters congealed on both sides at the faith of a man. What can we not do? I can't see it. I can't see what we can't do. No. Amazing. Hallelujah. God always wants to listen to us. Believe that. God always wants to listen to us. He always wants to listen to us. Oh, dear Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Can I read St. Matthew's Gospel to you? St. Matthew chapter number 17. Listen, Jesus wants you to live a triumphant life. Say that with me, a triumphant life. Every day. Now, there are people who don't believe that. They say in life there ought to be ups and downs. Who said so? How did they know? They're reading other people's experiences and their own experiences, not because God said so. And they've never thought about it. They've made their experiences and the experiences of other people the rule for their life. They say in life there are ups and downs. Who said? Because that's what they're acquainted with. That's all they've ever known. That's all they've ever been taught. The Word of God never said so. They're like the Jews. When Jesus called God his heavenly Father, they picked up stones because nobody ever called God Father. Everybody before Jesus said God. God. Adonai. El Shaddai. Jehovah Shalom. Jehovah Nisi. Jehovah Rapha. That's all they knew. Nobody ever called him Father. And so when Jesus came and said, Father, they said, who is he talking about? God, our great God. How can you call him your Father? Because to call him your Father means you are his son. And you know, they understood the implication. And to say that you are his son is to say that you are in the same class with him, the same nature with him. They say, how dare you? You see it? Religion blinded them. So when you talk about having a great life, they say, oh, no. Because everybody's used to something different. Say this with me. I'm a victor in Christ Jesus. I'm a success.
I'm a success.
I'm a success. Now you see, you can have that success mentality and you find it working through you. I'm a success in everything. In everything. I'm a success.
I'm a success.
Come on.
I'm a success.
Glory to God. All right, look at this. So Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 17, right? And Jesus here responds to a question from his disciples. Something happened. A man had brought his son to Jesus, and his son had been possessed of a devil, and he wanted Jesus to cast the demon out of his son, out of his little boy. And when he got there, Jesus was not immediately present with his disciples. And so he brought the boy to the disciples then and complained and said, please, my little boy is often tormented of a demon who tries to destroy him. And oftentimes he puts him in the water or into the fire to kill him. Please help me cast the devil out. And the disciples tried and tried and tried and shouted and begged and did everything, and the demon didn't go. And just about that time, Jesus came. And he noticed that they were gathered around with the disciples, and there was somebody there with a little boy. And Jesus said, what's the matter? And the man stepped forward to Jesus and said, Master, I brought my boy to you and to your disciples, cast the demon out of him. And they haven't been able to do it. So Jesus looked at them and said, oh, faithless generation, how long shall I bear with you?
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Eden Uruwa Street, off Udwok Avenue, Uyo. Worship with us on Sundays. English service, 7 a.m. Ethic and English service, 10 a.m. and Wednesdays, 5 p.m. You can call us on 0808-567-1444
or 0803-438-6464.